Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has asked voters to maintain a vigil at polling stations across the country to ensure there's no fraud in the counting of votes for the presidential elections. President Nicolas Maduro is seeking a third term in office. The opposition candidate Edmundo González says the turnout has been much higher than in previous elections.
We are more than pleased about today's journey. We'd like to congratulate all Venezuelans for the historic journey. We had a huge turnout, the like of which has not been seen for many years.
Western governments have urged Israel to show restraint in its response to the deadly rocket attack in the occupied Golan Heights on Saturday that killed 12 young people. A four-hour meeting of Israel's Security Cabinet in Tel Aviv authorized the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the Defense Minister to determine the scale and timing of the reprisal against the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Mark Lowen is in Jerusalem.
The reports we're getting is that the pressure is on Israel not to strike in major urban centres like Beirut, for example. And then there will be pressure on Hezbollah in Lebanon as to how they would respond to an Israeli retaliatory strike, because there is a huge amount of international pressure on both sides at the moment, coming from the US, from France, from the United Nations, from the European Union, on both Hezbollah and on the Israeli government, not to allow this to escalate into a full-scale regional inferno, if you like.
A high-profile former cabinet minister in Britain, Suella Braverman, has pulled out of the race to lead the opposition Conservatives, saying that most of her party's members of parliament disagree with her. The former business secretary, Kemi Badenoch, is the latest to announce her candidacy. Helen Catt reports.
Kemi Badenoch pledges that under her leadership, the Conservatives would, as she puts it, speak the truth again. She says the party's renewal needs to start from first principles. That, she says, means a belief in the nation-state, which should serve its own citizens above all else. She says public services have not fully recovered from the pandemic and will never do so until, in her words, we remember that government should do some things well, not everything badly. She also says there must be a renewal for capitalism, which she claims has become a dirty word.
The organisers of the Paris Olympics have said they're sorry after Christian groups condemned parts of the opening ceremony as making a mockery of Christianity. Criticism has focused on a scene involving dancers, drag queens and a DJ in poses similar to depictions of the Last Supper, the final meal Jesus is said to have taken with his apostles. BBC News. An international team of scientists say they found new evidence to back up their theory that complex life on Earth began 1.5 billion years earlier than previously thought. The team analysed sediment taken from deep inside a rock formation in Gabon in Central Africa. Georgina Reynard has the details.
This theory is a big departure from conventional thinking. Most experts agree that animal life emerged 635 million years ago. But this team say they detected an explosion of the nutrients needed for life, including oxygen and phosphorus, 2.1 billion years ago. They believe two continental plates collided and caused underwater volcanic activity. This made an environment that could support life similar to slime mold, a brainless organism that reproduces with spores.
Italy's Prime Minister, who's on an official visit to Beijing, has signed a three-year economic plan with China. Giorgia Meloni made the announcement during a meeting with the Chinese Prime Minister, Li Qiang. She said she wanted to relaunch cooperation with China in new fields like electric vehicles and renewable energy. She wants to rebuild ties after Italy pulled out of China's Belt and Road Investment Initiative in December. The Turkish parliament has held an emotional debate on a law that would clamp down on the country's 4 million stray dogs. If passed, it would allow the killing of sick dogs and those deemed to display negative behaviour. The fine for abandoned canines would rise 30-fold. Animal rights advocates have called for a sterilisation programme instead. Jordan's welcomed the inclusion of a village dating back 2,000 years in the UN Cultural Organization's World Heritage List. The tourism minister said UNESCO's decision to list al-Jamal was a great achievement and source of pride. He told a news conference he hoped it would encourage more visitors to Jordan. BBC News.